On the show today, we have Patelco Crediting's very own Elaine Hammond talking about their new website and its focus on helping members achieve financial wellness. So check it out. All right. How are you doing, Elaine?
I'm great.
Good, good. Hey, we're talking about you guys just launched a new website, and then the website's kind of focusing on helping members achieve financial wellness, which is kind of like the credit union wheelhouse these days. So you guys are right there, lockstep in line with what's going on. And I looked at your website before the before our interview, and I really like it. I mean, you got all the comparisons with other financial institutions. You got the testimonials on the homepage and stuff. Pretty cool. I mean, can you give us a quick summary of your new website, and then it's focus on helping members achieve financial wellness?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll just start with our simple goal, right? Sure. I mean, it goes back to actually what you said. So when we were thinking of redesigning it, it was very much focused on how do we create this site experience that really focuses on helping our members build their financial well-being, yep. Right? And as a credit union, also very focused on, you know, how do we ensure that we're doing what's best for our members? With a focus on how do we actually empower them to take control and then be there to assist as desired, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. when we thought about how do we actually bring that to life, we focused on member needs, right? So that is a big part of the redesign strategy mm-hmm. is how do we focus on member needs within the context of their financial goals?
Mm-hmm.
So you said you spent some time on our site
yeah.
already. Did you notice that?
What's that?
Did you notice that?
Notice what? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you notice how the site experience is very much focused on helping you identify what your needs are?
Yeah.
And then connecting it with the solution.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, like one of your subheadlines is every journey is different. We're here for years because everybody's different. And then kind of who we
yes.
serve. And yeah, it's different. I mean, it's
yes.
kind of a breath of fresh air from compared to a lot of other websites out there in any industry for that matter. So, and
yes.
I really like the thing that really kind of blew me away was your comparison with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, and then how much you can save on an auto loan. I mean, I'm scrolling through it right now and
yeah.
it's really cool what you guys did. So, I mean, it's a breath of fresh air. I think it's a really good job.
Yeah, and what you highlighted was definitely our intentional design around focus on the member value, right? So mm-hmm. what you highlighted as the comparisons, like to us, that was really demonstrating to members and prospective new members what the difference is when you've got Patelco on your side, right? So we're very much focused on what you save in the amount of interest
mm-hmm.
that you
mm-hmm.
pay, you know, what do you actually gain in the amount of interest we pay you on deposits?
Yeah.
So that to us was an important part of highlighting how we help you create financial wealth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's another aspect of it. I mean, I just noticed that you have something right underneath the main photo or the main graphic. It's like, I want to, and then you have, and then the default one is save for an emergency, get started. And there's
yes.
all sorts of other categories and things you can use for that. It's just, oh, it's really, really, and actually, I think it's actually quite a bold step in a right
yes.
direction, I think, because it really kind of, like you say, it kind of customizes what I want out of my financial institution, a credit union in this case. So what
uh-huh.
what kind of made you guys go down this path? Is it just because everyone's so different, everyone's needs are so different, or what else was it?
So two things, what you said, right? Clearly everyone's needs are different because they're at different points in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the other part behind this was that for us, it was really important to not focus on products and rates. Right. So I would say that that's probably the very traditional approach
yeah.
that a lot of other financial institutions
yeah.
take
yeah.
today. And we intentionally did not want to lead with that. Right. So instead of focusing with here's, you know, the best free checking account for you or here's the lowest auto rate for you, we wanted to provide more of a guided experience on how do we actually help you meet the specific needs that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to your point, for each person, it's different.
Yeah.
And it's whether the need is small or big, right? So if you play with the I want to, you'll see that it could be as small as saving for vacation.
Right.
Right. And as big and complicated as investing for retirement. We wanted to lead with that, but at the same time, recognize that for some people, they kind of know what they want,
mm-hmm.
right? They know that they're coming in looking for an auto loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that in the menu that we designed, that that's just as simple to get. Right. So we call the I want to a guided experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the direct navigation on a traditional site is you go to the menu and you go to the product. So two ways to get to what you need.
So I think if you're an established credit union member, I think you know that the rates are as low as you can get. I mean, the rates and all that stuff is fantastic. The service is fantastic. What you're getting here, though, is like you said, we're talking about the I want to section, is something completely different than I've seen on most credit union websites or any other website for that matter. And it's really personalizing it. What do you do for the new member coming in who may not know, hey, you know what? Wow, credit unions do have the lowest rate. I mean, they probably have an idea. What's the fix there for that?
Yeah, so I would actually say that this website, the patelco.org site, probably speaks to non-members as much as members,
really?
Right?
Okay.
Because I'll be upfront and say that many of our existing members, one of the main things they do is they actually log into online banking, right? So that's their main objective, right, when they come online. And so patelco.org is speaking more to the broad set of solutions that we offer. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the analytics around the use of the I want to, over half of that usage is actually coming from, I would call them prospects or non-members.
Okay.
Right. So we're very excited about that. It's evenly balanced in that it's being used by both existing members as well as non-members.
Yep. Oh, this is so good. I love, okay, now we're getting into the analytics part of it where everybody's using analytics these days. So I'm sure that's kind of like your built-in focus group, it seems like, the analytics, because you can really kind of tell who's doing what and who is coming to the website, that type of stuff. So that's a huge help, I would imagine.
Yes, it really is. And so we're still early in analyzing what's going on, right? And we're continuing to use analytics to optimize. Right. So just quickly, I'm able to tell you that the top five I want to's that people are using today range from something as basic as, I want to say, for an emergency fund, right?
Yeah.
So we know that that's actually one of the top things that people are using that I want to for. Mm-hmm. So it ranges from that to trying to find an auto loan and buy a car to retirement. So we're actually using those analytics to refine, if we need to, the presentations of five.
Very cool. And oh man, this is why I love Patelco, because you guys are doing some really, really cool stuff out there. There was a story a while back that you guys are using like Pandora or Spotify to kind of market to new members and stuff like that. And so that's a whole nother episode, but I love the things that you guys do, because you're kind of thinking outside the, pardon the cliche, outside the box. But you guys really do that type of stuff and you use it very effectively. So what prompted this move or this redesign or this launch? Mm-hmm. Was there anything that kind of sparked it?
Yeah, well, two things. One is definitely the focus that we want to bring to light around financial well-being much more clearly and boldly than we were before. Mm-hmm. Right? And I would say the other aspect of it, too, is keeping modern in the type of web interaction and technologies that we're using to engage effectively online. Right. So two parts of it. One is modernizing the experience. Mm-hmm. And we can talk a little bit more about that. And the other was clearly, how do we bring the help that we want to provide to our members around financial well-being much more prominently to life?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the modernization of it. Because, I mean, obviously, the messaging on there is spot on. The design is awesome. I love the design. It's very contemporary, and easy to navigate as well at the same time. So the practicality is there. So let's talk about modernization. What do you want to talk about there?
Yeah. So even something as basic as site search, right? So the site search feature is very Google-like in that it's a predictive type of search capability. And what I mean by that is, as you start typing rates, for example, it'll illustrate the different types of search results that are the most common that people have been looking for.
Okay.
So that it makes it easier for the user to find what they're looking for.
Right on.
Right? So that to me is one of the more modern ways of using search technology to make search work more efficiently. And from our analytics, we're finding actually that people are having much more success getting the type of search results that they were looking for versus where we were in the past. Right? So that's one example. I'd say the other that's basic is being mobile responsive, right? So our old site, as heavily used that it was not mobile responsive.
Oh, wow.
So you had to do a bit of the pinch and, you know.
That's always fun, yes.
Yes, so we're really excited that this site is mobile responsive, and we're actually seeing more usage as a result from mobile.
Yeah, the easier the usage on a mobile, the more the more usage you're going to get, the easier it is, the more it is. Yeah. And then word's going to spread as well. So yeah, good move there. Yes. Yeah. Responsive is definitely the way to go. Definitely the way to go. So very cool. Mm-hmm. So how do you see it ultimately benefiting your members and even benefiting your credit union in the long run?
Yeah. So I would say starting with benefiting the membership, at the end of the day, it really is the way that we're presenting this experience around focus on meeting goals, mm-hmm. is it actually helping them, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do is like, how do we help them save better? How do we help ensure that they're finding the best solutions for their particular situation, right? Our target market is, working families in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And you may think, and actually working families in the Bay Area, we can often be paycheck to paycheck. Guess what? We're one of the most expensive places to live.
Yeah, you got that right.
And so at the end of the day, we think we're helping our membership by being much more upfront mm-hmm. with solutions that we offer, mm-hmm. right? To meet those different goals, whether you're paycheck to paycheck or you're, maybe have more of a plan in place and that your needs maybe are a little bit more sophisticated. Yeah. We're trying to make it easy for them to find those solutions.
Yeah. And that positions your credit union as kind of like the ideal resource for either of those groups. So very cool. Very cool stuff. All right. The ultimate goal here, Elaine, what's the ultimate goal here? Obviously, every credit union wants to be the primary financial institution or the primary financial resource. Is this kind of the next step in getting to that goal? Or what goals do you have in mind with this?
So it may sound really redundant, but I think this is part of how we're really focused on delivering on our mission, right? Mm-hmm. So this starts from Patelco's mission, and our mission is how do we empowering our membership to achieve financial well-being? So that is the ultimate goal for Patelco. And this site is about how do we do that on many different levels, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we think about what's next from this, I would say what's next from this is how do we actually bring more interactive capabilities to actually be able to deliver financial mm-hmm. guidance mm-hmm. online, mm-hmm. right, versus just connecting them to solutions, right? So there will be some people who feel that going into a branch and speaking live to financial advisor is the way, they want to work. And we're here to totally support that with all our branches. And then there's going to be the digital first people mm-hmm. that we want to support too, who don't want to talk to somebody. So how do you use chat in innovative ways? How do you use, virtual assistants? Mm-hmm. And how do you use more sophisticated guidance tools mm-hmm. to deliver the guidance that they want through the online channel?
Is this all kind of keeping up, and I know we talk about this a lot in a lot of aspects, is this kind of like keeping up with the Amazons and the Ubers and the Airbnbs, that type of experience for the average consumer out there? Is that kind of what we're going after as well?
I say yes a little cautiously, and the only hesitation there, right, is because everyone wants to say yes to that, right?
Sure.
Of course, yes, right, because those experiences are setting our members' expectations. Around how they want all their, all their vendors, financial institutions, everyone they work with to engage in that way. So we do look to that to inspire what we should be using for our membership. Mm-hmm. Right? But I'll be open and say that, we're not an Amazon, right? And we're not an Uber, right? So they're technology companies at the heart of it.
Yeah.
And at the heart of us, we're a credit union trying to do the right thing for our members. So we're trying to be very selective mm-hmm. and intentional on what technologies we invest in to support our specific goals of financial.
Good answer. Because I say it's a good answer because I look at your website and it's not information. I mean, it is information, but it's more education rather than information. Yes. That's what I see, and helpful education. And then that's to me, that's how you develop the trust. It's like, oh my gosh, these people are helping. They know me. They know my situation. Yes. So very cool stuff. Having said that, to wrap up here, Elaine, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to go down this road? Because I know there's a number of credit unions out there kind of going through their digital transformation journey and redoing their websites and stuff like that, doing exactly what you guys do. Do you have any advice for other folks who may be just getting started who may be in the midst of this journey?
Yeah, two things I would say. I say first and foremost, be really clear on how you're using this channel to support your company goals, right? Your mission, mm-hmm. what you're focused on, because maybe the next credit union is not, doesn't have the same focus as what Tupco is.
Right, right.
So that's one thing is like, how does this channel clearly reflect your company goals? And then I would say the second is make sure that you're very, I would call it user-centric mm-hmm. in thinking about your experience design. So understand the needs of your members, your prospects that you're trying to target, mm-hmm. what their key goals are, and how do you design your site experience to really support those goals. Mm-hmm.
Do you go through, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Last thing is keep testing.
Yes.
Right, test along the way, right? So don't just test your early idea and concept, but keep testing throughout that design process with your existing members, with prospects, so that you take those insights and you continue to iterate and mm-hmm. get to, you know, the experience that truly meets user needs.
Are you talking about like beta sites and things like that? Hey, check this out. What do you think about this? Getting feedback, that type of stuff? Doing like little mini focus groups?
It's a combination.
Okay.
Right? It's a combination. So you probably heard this term design thinking, right? And design thinking is very much focused on upfront understanding customer needs, user needs, what are they trying to do, mm-hmm. and really design an experience focused on the customer. Mm-hmm. And that as you're designing, that you're taking those designs and putting them in front of those end users, mm-hmm. and getting feedback, going back, iterating what you're yep. doing, yep. putting it in front of them again until you get to a place where you feel good.
Yeah. And are you guys still, I mean, you're probably still iterating. You're probably still yeah. evolving the site because it's never kind of like owning a home. It's never done, really. So
it's never done, yeah. right? Because you can't just like leave it and forget it.
Right.
We are getting to be very data centric in how we look at what's working and not working. Mm-hmm, right. So mm-hmm. we're using analytics to identify what to optimize.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Good stuff. Gone are the days when your website is merely an online brochure. It is total interactivity.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. No doubt. It's kind of fun this way too, I think, because there's so much interactivity now. So it's really kind of fun too. So good stuff, Elaine. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and congrats on your new website. And maybe we'll check on down the road and see, get some more results type information, see how it's going for you guys. That'd be kind of cool.
We would love that.
Cool. All righty. All right, Elaine. Thanks again. Appreciate the time and well done.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Bye.